The greater plantain, herbal medicine, a food, and now a weed. The greater or common plantain, also known as whey bread, lamb's foot, and the white man's footprint, Plantago major, a member of the Plantaginaceae family, is eaten as a vegetable and has a lengthy pedigree as a herbal cure for many conditions. It is discussed here by Anthony Dayan, a garden fellow of the Royal College of Physicians of London, where it is cultivated because of its prominence in ancient and modern herbal medicine, including the college's Pharmacopoeia Londinensis of 1618. It is a low, herbaceous, perennial plant with broad, oval, notably veined green leaves and many small whitish flowers on a dense central spike at the top of a short stem. The species is quite different from the Ispagula, Plantago ovata, the bulk laxative, better known as psyllium. It has no connection with the tropical plantains, which are edible varieties of the banana, genus Musa, of the Musaceae family. Plantago major occurs worldwide in lawns, fields, and hedgerows. It probably arose in the northeast Mediterranean and adjacent Near East, and has spread throughout the world because it grows vigorously, and each plant can produce up to about 20,000 small seeds with a sticky coat that enables them to adhere to anything that passes nearby and so encourages dissemination. It was one of the first plants brought to North America by the early settlers, hence the name White Man's Footprint, given to it by the Native Americans, because its appearance followed the westwards movement of early settlers. Whey bread is an Anglo-Saxon word referring to it as an ever-present food. Tolkien has it as the basis of the bread prepared by the elves in The Lord of the Rings. The greater plantain used to be known as a food and flavouring and as the commonest medicinal herb grown worldwide. Its ability to thrive in hard, compacted soils, which become broken up by its roots, have made it valuable in reclaiming damaged land. Biochemical analysis of the plant has shown complex carbohydrates, including several types of pectin, a number of lipids, several alkaloids, including indoids, phenolic, such as caffeic acid derivatives, allantoin and various terpenes, flavonoids and glycosides. If collected in winter, the leaves contain useful concentrations of vitamin A and carotenes, and in the summer, vitamin C too. The young leaves are eaten in salads and the tougher older ones in stews, best after removal of the stringy veins. They provide fiber, calcium, and some vitamin A, but tend towards bitterness as they age. The extent of the medicinal and allied uses of the plant may be surprising because they are so lengthy and the claimed activities so varied. Theophrastus, in his Materia Medica published around 300 BCE, described application of decoctions, salves, or poultices of the leaves to the skin to treat all sorts of infections, wounds, and ulcers. Pliny, in 70 AD, reported that Temison, a Greek physician of the 1st century BCE, had praised it highly, as it was an astringent and so dried up diarrhea and heavy periods and rheumatisms. Pliny's contemporary Dioscorides added that it dried up sores, mouth ulcers, and cured dog bites, swollen legs, epilepsy, asthma, coughing up blood, fevers, tuberculosis, watering eyes, earache, parotid gland tumours, and swollen glands. These uses were continued by early modern herbalists, including Gerard in England in the 16th century and Parkinson in the 17th, although they thought some of the cures described by Dioscorides were ridiculous. Culpepper in 1649 followed Dioscorides and wrote of it as wholesome a herb as can be grown about the house, but also noted that contemporaries regarded some of its multiple claims as fiction. It was used as an ingredient of oil of swallows for bruises, syrup of marshmallow for colic, bladder and kidney stones, syrup of comfrey for healing wounds, and green ointment for almost everything, as named in the College's Pharmacopoeia Londinensis of 1618. But mostly it appeared there as plantain water for making up medicines. It was available in apothecaries' shops in the 17th to 18th centuries, but by the end of that period it had disappeared from the London pharmacopoeia and from the shops. Some of these uses have been maintained into current herbal practice, as a salve of the leaves is used by some to treat bleeding and sore hemorrhoids, for example by sitting on the wet leaves. Extracts of the leaves are added now to cosmetics because they're said to reverse aging of the skin and generally to improve its appearance. They may also be used in eye care. Applying a liniment made from the seeds with oil of roses to the head was once believed to help the mentally ill. Worms in the intestines could be expelled if the patient drank an extract of the leaves. The greater plantain is not registered in Britain as a traditional herbal medicine that can be freely purchased in shops. Related species and combination products are registered here and in Europe as demulcents for throat infections and soreness, and others as bulk laxatives, which exploit the marked swelling of the complex carbohydrates in water. The better known bulk laxative, Aspergillus, relies on the much greater swelling in water of the pectin carbohydrate coat of the seeds of the related species Plantago ovata. Erasmus, in the 16th century, believed plantains could relieve madness in dogs, perhaps rabies, and treat poisoning. In the USA, the latter belief was extended by Stern in his American Herbal of 1801 to include it, mixed with horehound, as an antidote against rattlesnake bite. Many of us will recognize this plantain in hedges and with gardeners' irritation in lawns. Its small size and lack of striking features may make it appear ordinary until one recalls the length of its history and the extravagant claims once made about its therapeutic value. The Royal College of Physicians of London and its garden, containing almost 1,100 plants from the history and development of medicine, lie in the southeast corner of Regent's Park. The garden is freely open to the public during the week from 9 to 5. Further information about it can be obtained from the website garden.rcplondon.ac.uk. If you would like to know more about the garden and its unique collection of plants, or to use the database of information about the naming, history and uses of the plants, come on one of the free guided tours, which are held on the first Wednesday of every month from March to October, from 2 to 3:30. To book a place, please phone reception at the college on 020-3075-1200 or email reception@rcplondon.ac.uk. You can also book a free guided tour of the prize-winning college buildings through reception or on the website www.rcplondon.ac.uk/museum-garden.